You know how I tell you all the time that the world is going to end?
Yeah, you've been saying that for years. So far, it hasn't.
It's going to end soon.
Okay, why now?
It's going to be... I think we have maybe 2-3 months, and then we're done.
Okay.
Because the new hot thing now is to make robots. So every company's making a robot and all that. There's a new type of robot now that they made, and it's kind of like an organic robot.
That doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as an organic robot.
If you use DNA from an animal, it's kind of organic and it's a robot at the same time.
I don't know what that means. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so here we go. This guy's going to tell you about the new robot thing.
It is the first ever living robot that was just created by researchers in the US. This is it, the Xenobot. Under 1 millimeter in size, it's unlike most robots in that it's not made of any plastic or metal, but entirely of organic cellular material.
All right, it's
forward,
a centimeter.
Turn around.
It can move forward, turn around, go in circles. It can do things, think on its own.
Okay.
So they said, hey, this is kind of cool. We made something that can move around all by itself.
And it's tiny. It's only a centimeter.
It's only a centimeter. So they said, oh, this is great. Look at this. We should pat ourselves on the back. We made something. So a couple of days later, after they had this thing on a slide and they're watching it, it starts to reproduce.
No.
It is now reproducing.
On its own?
On its own. It figured out how to have sex and how to reproduce, and it makes more of it now.
What?
This is how every movie begins.
Yes, this is crazy.
It spins in circles.
Sometimes spin in circles, and if you flip it on its back, it will flip itself back over. It's a human-made robot, but it's alive. Now, you might be asking, what exactly is a living robot? And that would be a perfectly reasonable question, especially given the fact that it's being deemed a brand new life form that has never existed before.
And it's multiplying.
Okay, so this is basically The Matrix, Blade Runner, and 2001 A Space Odyssey, all mixed up together. This is all like robot uprising.
Did they not watch
degree.
A movie? Are these scientists, do they not have Sci-Fi Network? Nothing good can come of this. I love that they're like, oh, watch the little organisms. They walk, they move. Oh, crap. They're having sex. Oh, crap. They're giving birth.
I can't believe it's reproducing on its own, like asexually.
Right. No, it has to find another one. So it's not.
No, it doesn't. No, like a seahorse. I mean, there's plenty of things out there in the universe that can reproduce asexually.
No, I'm saying these things, they get together and they have hoochie-berg sex and then they multiply.
Well, no, so I'm saying, just, do they make two of them?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you only said they made one of them.
No, they made a couple of them.
So when you make the internet, when they made the internet, it was specifically for porn. Anything that we do these days is like, oh, we made a little phone. Good, a smaller place for me to watch my porn.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that they made these little creatures. And the first thing the creatures thought is, how do we fuck?
You know, they
like
say,
even the creatures.
Right. They can think on their own. So they say, hey, maybe someday we can grow an arm out of this creature or something. You know, we could do something useful for it. No, they're having sex. That's
right,
what like they said, I need to get off. That's what the little organisms wanted to do.
Right. Oh, my. See, that just shows how deep in our DNA sex is.
That it's in a new organism that has never lived before.
Right. It's made out of DNA, and it's in the DNA to reproduce. That's crazy. And if they do make an arm out of it, can you imagine what that arm would be doing?
There was a, what was that, Silicon Valley episode where they finally gave a monkey an arm. A monkey had his arm cut off, so they made a monkey arm out of robot arm. What's the first thing the monkey did with the robot arm?
Jerk off. Of course.
He's like, thank you for the arm. But no, this is going to be, I give it 3-4 months, these things are going to rule the world and they're going to kill us all.
What? So wait, so what are they doing about it? Are they going to kill them? Are they going
Stop
to...
Stop it! Stop it. Stop it. Spraying with a hose. Stop. No, I don't think you can stop
Are they separating them? What are they doing? What are they doing to stop this?
I don't think you can stop them now. I think they're just going to, they're going crazy. They're going to multiply. They're two makes four, four makes eight. It's going to be out of control. It's going to be $168 billion before Christmas.
Okay. This is one of those things where right now we're talking about it and laughing, but in like 200 years from now, those things are going to be doing a radio show.
And laughing at us.
And laughing at us. Being like, they thought we weren't anything. Now here we are. We've taken over.
Yeah. We went back to this one radio show that we found 200 years ago, and they were making fun of us. They were the first two people that we killed. We found them, and we killed them, and now we're ruling the world.
No, I just meant they're going to be ruling the world. They're going to be doing everything they can do. Some will be presidents, some will be tweeting, some will be cleaning up the subway, and some will be doing a radio show. I just mean like they will be the new humans.
Yeah, so then another company is going up to people and say, hey, can we have your likeness? Because we're going to put that face on a robot. So now they have real like robots that move and stuff, and they're using your face to put on the robot to give it, you know, where you can smile and laugh and all that. That's not going to be good either. So these are the two robots that are going to destroy each other. It's going to be a big war between the robots that look like us and these little Pac-Man robots are going to kill each other and destroy us in the meantime.
It's so crazy. You know, all these movies that they made back in the day, that'll never happen. And things keep happening. It's like, wow, that movie was really, like we talk about Idiocracy all the time, but how that's happening. Of all the movies that we watched that thought that'll never happen, it was always the robot uprising ones that I thought, that's never going to happen. But yeah, we're at the beginning of it right here, I think.
Yeah,
we should start a new, let's start like a new religion now so that we're already honoring and worshiping the robots. So when they do take over, they'll be like, oh, those two are cool.
I should buy ilovexenobots.com. Because they can see that I'm on their side.
That's right.
So they're called Xenobots.
Two unusual headlines caught our attention. Two very interesting yet frightening stories.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
first one was about self-replicating robots. Robots that can reproduce, create copies of themselves, make babies like humans do. Robots. The second story was about a tech firm which is offering money to people to have their faces imprinted on robots to create what they call robots with human faces.
Yep.